This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking about improving farm safety with Matt Surdick, Health and Safety Manager at CHS. Matt, I know you talk about the importance of paying attention to close calls and near misses. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
Absolutely. Here at CHS, we put a big significant emphasis on what we are calling near misses and good catches by all of our employees. And really the reason is that it reinforces hazard awareness by everyone. To be able to see a situation, what could have happened, why it didn't happen, and then really the next part is the most important is what do we learn from it to prevent it from happening again in the future? It's really when we look at near misses and those good catches or those close calls, it's important to note that they could have been someone else's serious injury or significant damage to the equipment.
How can folks use the time after harvest to act on those calls while they're still fresh in their memories?
It's really a great time to talk about what went well, what didn't go well, and talk about those close calls, those near misses that occurred during the season. It's during those discussions that come up with a game plan on really what we're going to do to address it or make everyone aware of it for the future. And that's really the most important part of it. Those close calls are all lessons. It's important that we don't keep them to ourselves and that we consider ourselves lucky. It's important that we're sharing those with everyone around us.
Let's say someone on your farm reports a safety risk. How should you respond to that?
Be supportive. It really does take courage to say something. If you see something, say something, bring it up. But it really is critical to preventing future problems. So really work as a team to look at the problem, come up with a solid solution, and really ask for ideas, ask for feedback or assistance in fixing or addressing or coming up with a solution. Really that builds teamwork and creates a culture that the farm cares about my health and safety. Really the worst thing that we can do is nothing. That really builds a culture of why bring it up, nothing will be done about it anyway. So really working as a group to look at that situation and identify what we can do to, maybe prevent it in the future. An example that I like to give is someone walking across the yard, whether they're going to be going feeding their animals or walking out to the bins, and almost slipping and falling on the ice. It's something that we all see across the Midwest every single year. We see it in CHS. We've also seen people falling and causing broken legs, hips, and arms. So what can we do about it? We can look at ice melt. We can look at using ice cleats or reversible ice cleats and traction devices on our feet. We can designate walking areas around them. So those are solutions that we can take away from those close calls and near misses and really potentially prevent a future injury.
You talked about culture, so people can encourage a culture of safety on the farm.
Really encourage everyone to be watchful in bringing up the concerns. It starts with the leaders, the owners, encouraging the openness of issues and truly following through with addressing those risks. The more eyes on a situation, the better. If everyone is looking around for each other, looking out for each other and sharing what they see, we really can truly make a difference. And lastly, I just say, don't rely on others' use of common sense to guide their actions. We've heard the, use common sense when you're doing this process. But really, everyone doesn't have the same amount of experience. For individuals that haven't grown up in agriculture, they might not have the real life experiences, knowledge, or kind of that situational awareness. So it's important that we're educating, we're learning from each other, and we're sharing these situations.
That's Matt Surdick, Health and Safety Manager at CHS. Thanks, Matt. And thanks for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.